LA Unified Superintendent vows to enact quick back-to-school change. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho delivered his first opening of schools address August 8 at the Microsoft Theater ahead of the first day of school next week, conceding issues of declining enrollment and difficult financial times on the horizon. Carvalho, who took over the post in February after 14 years as superintendent of the Miami-Dade County Public School System, said it is no secret that the school district has been impacted by the pandemic and transition to virtual learning. The district saw a 2.8% decline in enrollment in 2020-21, and that is expected to increase to over 3% in the next few years, according to Carvalho. He blamed immigration policies that led to families leaving for other cities and countries, an increase in unhoused families, and lost students who were not registered for any schooling at all. Carvalho also warned of a much different, potentially darker future in the district's long-term financial outlook. "We must counterbalance the negative forces and pressures confronting Los Angeles Unified," Carvalho said. "The only way to do that is by accelerating change, by implementing change rapidly." Carvalho said that while many view operation changes at the school district as necessarily protracted, he vowed to be quick while also remaining deliberate and intentional. "Because our students cannot wait," Carvalho said. "Our society cannot wait. The world cannot wait." Carvalho announced certain benchmarks through pillars outlined in the district's 2022-26 strategic plan that includes increasing the graduation rate to 93%, increasing the percentage of students who feel safe at school to 82%, and decreasing the percentage of chronically absent students to 91% or less. The five pillars are academic excellence, joy and wellness, engagement and collaboration, operational effectiveness, and investing in staff. The plan also sets out to increase the annual four-year cohort new student enrollment to at least 16% and reach 65% in the number of students enrolled in thematic and choice learning options. "I know this is going to be a difficult year," Carvalho said. "It has been several difficult years. But it will be especially challenging to write the course of an altered future, while confronting the obstacles before us. I know you will correct the trajectory and then some." Carvalho also discussed the need for the district to invest in its staff, an issue that will continue to loom as labor talks continue with the powerful United Teachers Los Angeles Teachers Union, which is seeking a 20% salary boost over 2 years.